Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bum, 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 bum. 105.3 FM HD2. We're back. You're listening to the food show, the healthy food show. Woo! It's not Friday the 13th. It's Allie Lofton with Austin Sherman from Big Easy Bucha. And we've also got Carolyn Williams on the line from Meals That Heal. I'm going to say hi to her in just a second. But I want to bring everybody together. You're listening to the top of the hour. If you're just tuning in, maybe you just jumped in the car. You're on your commute home on your Friday. You've tuned in to the food show. You're wanting to listen all about, you know, good food and where's everybody eating and dining and drinking. And we are going to do that. But I told you I was going to turn this show on its head today. And Tom and Marianne gave me their blessing to do so. And we're talking all about good things that you can do for your body, because we're about to do a lot of bad things to them. Or you can call good things to them over Thanksgiving. We're going to eat a lot of good food. But we're trying to inject some balance into our lives. And here to help us figure out how we can inject some balance into our lives is registered dietitian, PhD, author, writer, Carolyn Williams. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yes, I am. How are you, Allie?
Hi. I'm well. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm excited to be on with you today.
Yes, I'm so glad that you could come back. You know, Marianne and I had a great conversation about what we wanted this show to be today and, you know, what we wanted to talk about. And, you know, she's a huge fan of your book. You know, she's a really big fan of this whole anti-inflammatory, you know, revolution. And not, you know, I don't say that necessarily to say, like, we're going to just completely and totally rehaul, you know, people's lifestyles. But this book, after going through it, you know, the last 6 months, I bought it immediately after you came on the show. It's just exceptional. And I feel like it was a great starter guide for me to help, you know, kind of make some modifications, some slow and gentle modifications to my diet, and help me really, truly understand, like, on a simple yet intellectual level, how important, you know, anti-inflammatory foods are for our bodies, especially if we're going to kind of be, you know, bad and do some bad things. So I'm excited to have you here.
That made my day. Yep, that made my day that you found the book helpful. And actually, I tell people, don't do a complete overhaul overnight. I'm not perfect with what I eat. Just a few small changes can make a huge difference.
Right.
So,
and those are the things that I, you know, like, I was like, this is what we're going to tell the audience today. And like, you got in a lot of introduction, you know, when you did the show this summer. But I was like, you know, we're going to dig into some tips and tricks that are like little things that everybody, you know, can start with to make changes, but not feel like, oh my God, I'm going to fail at this because I'm trying to do an overhaul. Well, let's not start with an overhaul. Let's start with baby steps.
Exactly. And if you're thinking of an overhaul, you know, right now, this time of the year, then you're probably thinking, oh, well, I just need to wait till after Thanksgiving. I need to wait till after Christmas.
No, you can start baby steps.
Don't wait till then. Yeah.
So the primer for today, just so you know, I have here with me one of the owners, proprietors of Big Easy Bucha. He started out the first hour. He makes kombucha. And you talked you talked a little bit about that. So we spent the first hour talking to him, and he started making it out of his house, and then he blew it up in 5 years into a business. So I was like, great, we're going to start with kombucha as a drink, and then we're going to go to Carolyn, and she's going to give us, which that's what this book does. It is a guide of, like, you give a whole shopping list to start with of what people can have in their house.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it as simple as possible. I am a busy working mom. I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to, you know, do research while I'm, you know, grocery shopping. So I kind of thought, what do I need? And then found those answers and just put them there. You know, here's a shopping list. Here's healthy store-bought items that you can get.
Right.
Here's some quick side dishes. You make it as easy as possible.
One of the things I specifically found so great about this book, and you guys, if you're just turning in, we're talking with Carolyn Williams, registered dietitian and PhD of Meals That Heal, is a lot of books read, like they're reading materials, but this is a step-by-step how-to. You start with a base.
Yeah.
This is why. This is what's going on. This is what's happening inside of our bodies. You know, these are the foods that are creating inflammation and why. And we love our food, and that's great. But, like, let's start with a simple how-to of what to do. So what I wanted to ask you is, what are some little, like, what are we going to – if we did a weekend, Carolyn, if we did a weekend of, you know – sort of anti-inflammatory foods, a detox, if you will. If we were trying to do a detox weekend, just a short, sweet weekend, what would you suggest starting with?
You know, one of the things I tell people is, you know, we tend to, when we want to kind of overhaul our diet or make some healthy, positive changes, we tend to think about all the stuff that we've got to cut out. And that is part of it. But I tell people one of the first things and one of the easier things to do is add in the good stuff. There's a lot of good things that we need to be getting more of. So focus on getting those in. The leafy greens, getting at least a cup of leafy greens every day.
Through salad, putting them in smoothies? Like what ways?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. You just want to get them in. I'll throw them into some baby spinach into a green bowl. I've made a breakfast salad before. It's just getting those greens in, getting the berries and the nuts, the greens in particular, as well as the, like, cruciferous vegetables, like cauliflower and broccoli, all those vegetables that stink when you cook them.
Mm-hmm.
There is some really powerful research behind those. The other area where there's some really powerful research in regard to benefits they can offer the body are your omega-3s. And really, your fatty fish are going to be your primary sources. You get a little in nuts and some in some oils, but your fatty fish are really going to be the best sources. And that's another just really kind of power player if you really want to help the body, is adding some of those in.
Okay. So, you know, there are tons of recipes and things in here. What do you think's kind of one of the easier meals to start with? Like, if you were going to do an entree, what's kind of an easier one instead of just being totally and complete plant-based, right? What's kind of one of the lighter ones, but moving in sort of that, more anti-inflammatory foods? Like, what meal would you start with?
A good one that I tell people, especially people who are cooking for a family, to try is the zucchini taco skillet.
Okay.
No, it's not totally plant-based, but it uses zucchini spirals. But it's a taco-based with spices, with those same spices, black beans and corn. And it's just a good kind of mainstream introduction.
And it's not a salad, even though I love salads. It's not a salad.
Right. Right. It's a good, most people end up loving it, even if they're not sure about zucchini or vegetable noodles. Another good kind of mainstream or good introduction for people that people seem to love is the chicken fried quinoa.
Mm.
And it's super easy. And it's just a good introduction. You're getting that whole grain. You're getting a little bit of protein, but protein isn't the main part of your, isn't the main piece, the main part of your plate. And you're getting some edamame in there. So that's a good one as well. One of my favorite parts is kind of at the end of some of the chapters, like the salad chapter and then the lunch chapter, I give you some guides to kind of show you how to mix and match. You know, most days for lunch, and even some nights when I'm not cooking, I really just kind of go through and combine stuff to make a great kind of grain bowl or veggie bowl or salad bowl. And there's no exact recipe. You know, I just add beans or grain or green and a great dressing. And so I wanted to show people how to do that, how easy it is. And really, you just take what you've got on hand and you can throw together a really healthy meal.
Right. And one of the things that you offer in this book as well is, I think, like 6 different dressing recipes that you can use as marinades, you can use as sauces or toppings, and you can use them on all of the different entrees to just give different flavor profiles. I mean, this is chocked full of stuff.
Well, thank you. I wanted to show how easy it is. And there are some dressings, but then at the same time, and those 6 are really great, really versatile, and they all they hit 6 different flavor profiles. But I also, at the end of that chapter, I also, recognize that, gosh, there's some nights there is no way I'm making a homemade dressing. There's some weeks where I'm not making a homemade dressing.
Right, and you give examples of the dressings and the brands that you do buy.
Yes, and what to look for, kind of a guide. Here's what you need to look for.
All right, so those are some entree stuff. What about if they were eating breakfast, like Saturday and Sunday? What could they eat to sort of maintain this sort of detoxing, more anti-inflammatory foods?
So one of my kids, and one of mine too, is the berry green smoothie. That's one of our favorites. It could be breakfast or it could be a snack. It has got greens in it, baby spinach. It's lots of berries, some Greek yogurt, but also give you dairy-free directions. It's got just a little banana for natural sugar, but no added sugar. And it gets those greens in there, but I swear you do not know the greens are in there.
No, they blend really easy. They have like no flavor, basically. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I said the greens, when you blend them, they really don't have a flavor profile when you put them in smoothies.
Exactly.
I've done that. Yep.
Exactly. I made the first couple of times I've made it, I made sure my kids weren't in the kitchen because I knew if they saw that I was putting
they would
in
never
there,
touch it. Yeah.
Right. So I made it when they weren't in there, and then they fell in love with it and kept asking for it. And so now it's no big deal that I throw the handful of spinach in. But that's a great one that really everyone seems to like.
And then you have a great granola recipe in here, too, which kids would love. Like, if you're out there listening and you're like me, Austin, you have a 2-year-old, you want to feed her healthy stuff, too. But they probably have a little bit more particular of a palate, right? So granola is one of great ways. You can mix it into yogurt. You can make cereal out of it. And it's I feel like it's an easy transitional food. You're like, wow, this is crunchy and nutty and a little bit sweet and a little bit savory, and it's really great for you.
Yeah, and it's, it's really so super easy, and you just make a batch and then store it in an airtight container once it's cool, and you've got it on hand for a week. That's a great one. Another kind of good transitional one I've found based on feedback I've gotten are the frittata bites, little kind of mini egg muffins. And those can be great for breakfast, too. Those also freeze really well, but they're great just for a protein-based snack, and you're getting some greens in as well. So those are really popular.
Okay, so if we were to stick with this whole, weekend of detoxing, if you will, and I would say, and you very much suggest in here, if you all wanted to do something like that, we're not necessarily, saying that every single meal should be like this. But this is such a great starter guide of I'm just going to do 3 meals and a breakfast, that are real anti-inflammatory based. What kind of things would you suggest they stick with drinking wise?
Water, coffee, green tea is great.
Kombucha.
Alcohol is fine. Yeah, kombucha is great. Alcohol is fine in moderation. But the problem is a lot of us have a hard time staying in that moderation zone. And if you're really trying to kind of just detox your body, as you said, I kind of like to say, just let your body chill out and calm down. Then it's really helpful to lay off the alcohol for several days or for a week. You can resume and have that glass of wine, and it has a slight anti-inflammatory effect if you stay in moderate amounts. But once you go beyond that, then it's triggering inflammation in your body.
Right. Okay, so we're, you know, sort of on this path of doing this detox weekend. We're just kind of thinking about it in like a bite size, you know, 72-hour period for people to experiment with. You know, what other suggestions would you give them to feel like it's approachable?
Yeah. You know, don't feel like you have to cook every meal at all.
Oh, great.
Really,
yeah.
And don't even feel like, you know, every meal has to center around those top anti-inflammatory foods. The real key and what your body is really wanting is just whole, real food. So the real key is cutting down on those heavily processed foods, eating more whole foods, eating more foods that are minimally processed, you know, turning that label over. And you want to see that there's, you know, five or fewer ingredients, and that you know what those ingredients are.
That you can pronounce them.
Exactly. I tell people, look at the ingredient list, and, you know, if you were going to buy that salad dressing and make, you know, if you made a salad dressing at home or you made a pasta sauce at home, would that, are these ingredients that you might include in a recipe if you were making it, you know, are they similar ones? That's what you want to see.
Right. Carolyn, hang on with us for a couple minutes. I know we got to go to break, Doug? Because I want to talk a little bit more when you get back so we can get people amped up for doing good things for their body before we start getting bad for the holidays. And we'll be back in a couple minutes and we'll ask some more questions.
Great.
Thank you. We're back. It's the Food Show with your guest hostess, Allie Often. We're getting ready to hit, you know, close to the half-hour mark. If you all are just tuning in with us on our drive home, we have Carolyn Williams here, registered dietitian, author, and PhD of Meals That Heal. And we are discussing how to slowly and baby step-wise integrate changes into our eating habits to reduce inflammation in our bodies, you know, get a little bit more healthy. We're not saying throw it all out the door. Okay, guys, if that's here, if that's what you think is happening, we're not saying throw it out the door. In fact, I'm going to Jack Rose tonight, you guys. You know I'm going to be bad at Jack Rose. But Carolyn is here to help us figure out how to take baby steps with her new book. Carolyn, thank you so much for being here with us. And I want to just go back into, like, what other sort of baby steps can we take, you know, to kind of turn things around for ourselves?
Yeah, you know, I tell people to pick one or two things to really focus on. That's a diet soda habit, or, you know, a regular soda habit, or, you know, pick maybe you like to order out pizza, you know, pick one thing that you feel, you know, you could really tackle and focus on that.
Okay.
Focus on replacing that diet soda with something else. You know, focus on just some small things. Again, getting more, less processed stuff, getting more whole foods in any way you can, whatever that really means for you. Again, don't do it overnight. Do it step, you know, kind of slowly, where it becomes kind of the norm, or an easy norm.
And that be the one thing that you just do for a little while and then maybe try to integrate, you know, the second thing.
Something else.
Yeah. I think we have a caller and maybe a question, Carolyn, from one of my favorites, Gregory. Gregory?
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
Hello, delightful kooky oyster bread. How are you?
Cheers, man. How are you?
Cheers to you. Well, I don't really have anything about eating fit because I pretty much do. I mean, I have a big lunch. I always have whole grain in the morning. You know, I have, like, cereal and I have whole wheat toast. And I every other day I'll have a couple of eggs over easy. And I like yolks. Be running.
Okay. What kind of good things are you doing for yourself, though? That's what I want to know. Are you taking care of yourself?
Being on my feet, walking, I mean, I think which is the best exercise in the world. I mean, I'm on my feet every day at work, and not only that, I love to walk up to the levee, Metairie, and go up to the lakefront to the boat launch.
Well, I think staying active is incredibly important.
Sure. And my alcohol consumption is limited to a couple of glasses of wine a day, and I do have at least two glasses of wine a day.
Okay, well, you know, it's not going to kill you.
certainly isn't. And during celebrations and stuff on weekends, like I was at Boudin Bourbon and Beer, and I had about 8 or 9 cocktails, you know, just a taste here and there. I didn't drink them all, but I had to taste them all, you know.
Okay.
And I ate a lot of pig. But you see, if, my belief is if you keep a, you know, a minimum diet.
It's balanced.
When there's celebrations and during the holidays, oh, I'd certainly indulge. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But here's what we're offering you, just a few tips and tricks for balancing your life.
Drink that kombucha.
What's that?
That kombucha. Whatever
you drinking
that
it?
I've had it.
Yeah. I like it. You're not a fan, Gregory?
I'm not knocking it. Hold on. You know,
okay.
The reason why I called you Kooky Oyster Broad is because I wanted to compliment you on Wednesday's show. And I'm glad you have this young lady on with you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about that. It was so wonderful to hear about Beaujolais and then the cheese broad that was on.
Yes, Liz Thorpe. She was awesome.
Totally awesome, and I'll be there tomorrow.
At Fête de Fromage?
Of course, the Fête de Fromage.
Uh-huh. And you guys have a thing tonight, right?
That's right. And, what I really want to talk about is the Gamay grape, which is Beaujolais.
Yep.
I don't know if you know that grape. It's very good young.
I know you do.
It's a perfect turkey one. I want to tell all the listeners, a good new bottle of Beaujolais, slightly chilled, is wonderful with turkey and even ham, believe it or not, and with stuffing. It's just so refreshing. But, you know, the Gamay grape is available year-round. There's a Beaujolais Village. And some of it, when it's done well, can really have some character. Now, it doesn't last. But it's just 1 or 2 years, perhaps, maybe even 3. But I was very impressed about the knowledge of that young lady. She's with the French Consulate, is that what you said?
The French-American Gulf Coast Chamber of Commerce. So she started here, Liz Thorpe is her name. She started her career at Murray's in New York. She grew the company like 10 times over, and then she left to be her own consultant and made her way down here. So that's how she got down here, and I just reached out to her. I was like, hey, come on, like, let's do a cheese show.
She was terrific.
Yep.
I mean, kudos to all the questions you asked her, too, were spot on, and I really appreciate it. And then your second hour, we were talking about the Fête de Fromage.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So, you know, me, I like how she said how she does tastings. I like to do flights, and I never do less than 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I start with mild, and then I go up into the more sturdy cheeses, and I always end with a blue.
Yeah.
And my favorite is Stilton. So I can't wait to get to the end of the racetrack because I believe Stilton cheese is the master of all blue cheeses.
Oh, yes.
And it certainly is. It's all moldy and just, it's like stinky and delicious.
Okay. Well, hey, Gregory, I want to talk with me more on Monday with it.
Oh,
I want to give Carolyn her time so we can finish up. And Doug's given me the wink over there because I have Carolyn. She's called in. So I want to make sure I give her time. But let's do that, and then you can maybe call me back.
I'm so sorry that I took up so much time.
No. But, you know, I love it. I love it. But I want to make sure I get Carolyn because I know she's an hour ahead of me right now.
Okay, well, no worries, and I can't wait to hear more. And I just want you to know that we love you. I think you're wonderful on the show.
Thanks so much, Gregory. I appreciate the love, man.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks. Thanks for hanging in with us. Thank you, Gregory, and thank you, Carolyn, for hanging in with us. We love our cheese and our wine down here. You know, we're not going to give it up. We're not going to give it up, Carolyn. We got some enthusiasts.
I know. I love them, too.
And Gregory is our expert in all things cheese and wine, and Aquistapace is here about 30 minutes away on the North Shore. So I know he gets amped up about it. But you know, I love you, Gregory. I appreciate the love. But I want to finish with Carolyn because – you know, we need this stuff. We need balance in our lives. You know, I'm going to go out and be bad tonight, y'all. I told you that. I'm going to drink. I'm going to eat it. All the good things, Jack Rose. But Carolyn, you know, you've got some really essential things to help us create balance in our life. And I think your last suggestion that was, you know, which is so important is, you know, start with one or two things. One or two things.
Yeah. Just one or two things. And then, you know, the other thing that
especially during the holidays, we need to pay attention to are the other things that kind of go hand in hand with what we end up eating but are definitely our health, and that's sleep and stress management. Both of those play a key role in inflammation in general, but also then setting us up for whether we, you know, how easy it is for us to make good or less healthy choices.
Or maybe, how about some days in which you're like, you know what, I'm going to be bad these days and I'm going to be good these days. And that's how you start out.
Exactly. You know, I just have a little talk with myself. I was like, okay, all next week, I really want to, you know, hunker down and really focus on the veggies and stuff, because I know the following week or the second half of the following week, you know, I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving with my family and all our favorite dishes.
Yeah, I don't want people to think out there that that's what we're telling. Just, you know, chuck it all out the window and don't eat any of that good stuff. And that's not at all what you advocate in your book either. You advocate baby steps, you know, slow integration.
Exactly. It's not an all or nothing thing. And that's hard. That's something I've had to work on myself. But it's not all or nothing. Small changes make a difference and add up.
And you can see it in your body and just doing small changes, too. You know, people, I think, have a really difficult time when they do an overhaul. They're, like, so disoriented by everything that they're doing that they don't see the changes that can just happen from doing small things.
Right. And we also, you know, what we many people often use as their only indicator is the scale. But we need to pay attention to our energy levels and how we're feeling and
so
how
important.
We're sleeping. You know, everything else, because the scale really isn't a great indicator of how healthy our body is.
Right. Absolutely. So so give me, you know, one of your, like, most powerful tips, if you will. So we've talked about one or two things, like we're getting ready, you know, to go into Thanksgiving. Like, what's your motivation? Like, what are you saying to yourself so that you're creating the semblance of balance?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to focus on kind of the next 10 days, not necessarily eating perfect, but really focusing on getting those veggies in and getting, you know, eating minimal stuff to cut out the matter.
I think we're getting a little choppy, Carolyn, with our connection with you.
The whole food. And, you know, I know that makes my body feel better, and I know that's how I want to go into Thanksgiving and those days surrounding it. So if you kind of think about how you know you'll feel if you really focus, that can kind of help as well. But again, it's not all or nothing. You know, it's not about perfection, but right. really just working towards, you know, eating a little healthier and less processed.
Right. You know what? Well, I was going to tell you, I had it earmarked in my book and I was looking for it. One of the other great suggestions in here for sort of like dipping your toe into this water, if you will, is shifting your portions of each of your items. So if you were like a really like heavy meat centric person and only a few veggies, just start shifting the portion size a little. Just do a little less meat and add a little bit more veggies. Not all of it. Don't, you know, take it all off the plate, but just switch, you know, shifting your portions a little bit. And I thought that was a great suggestion. I remember talking to my husband about it. I'm like, we can totally do that. That is feasible.
Yes. And I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, kind of the typical American plate is the center is your meat and then starch, and then the vegetables make up a small little portion. So kind of shifting those proportions, you can still have all of that. But, you know, really the veggies need to make up about half the plate.
Yep.
The protein about a quarter, and the, you know, your grains or starch or you know, beans or whatever you're having, a quarter of the plate as well.
Yep. Excellent suggestion. Excellent suggestion.
Thank you.
Bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. We're back. Oh, my gosh. We only have 20 minutes of the show left. That's why it's so important that I tell you how awesome this book is. And truly, Carolyn, I don't know why we got cut off earlier. That was weird. That never happened. So I was like, Doug, what's happened? But we're with Carolyn Williams. We've got her for just another minute or two. And we're talking about meals that heal. Literally, I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. Meals that heal your body, that are anti-inflammatory. That's the name of the book. Carolyn, where do you prefer they buy the book from?
You know, it they've got several options. They can go to the Simon & Schuster website, Meals at Heel Zone there. They can go to Amazon. They can go to any of the big box retailers like Barnes & Noble. They should have it as well. So whatever's easier for them, it should be in all those locations.
Okay, this has been such a great series. This has been such a great book for me. This is 100, y'all, 100-plus everyday anti-inflammatory recipes in 30 minutes or less. I mean, there is no better how-to book that you can take to do slowly. That has a shopping list, you guys. It has a shopping list of things that you can keep on hand. It has recipes and sauces and a whole starter guide. I mean, it's just, it's chock full of information, and it's not unapproachable. I don't feel overwhelmed by this book, Carolyn. I'm actually flipping through it like, oh, sweet potato fries, eggs, and grits. Like, count that for my Sunday brunch before the Saints game.
Thank you so much. That is just the best compliment. That was my goal, is to make
and my
it
kids
very
eat it. Seriously. And you made it for kids, too. So I can put a meal together in literally 30 minutes after I've done the rush of picking up the kids, and everybody needs snack time, but we're still going to have dinner time, so I've got to cook all that. And I only have 30 minutes, so here we go. This is it.
Yep.
Thank you so much, y'all. Meals That Heal by Carolyn Williams. You can get it on Amazon. We all know we love shopping on Amazon, but you can get it on the website too. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk with you again.
Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, wow, we got 20 minutes left. I know Chef Andre is going to be calling in sometime soon to talk all about his weekend specials. Love that guy. You know what? There's another kooky person. If anybody can appreciate kooky, I'm hollering at you, Gregory, right now. If anybody can appreciate kooky, it's the Kooky Oyster Broad. And Kooky Chef Andrea, who I love. So I appreciate some kookiness wherever I go. And Austin stuck around with us because we had such an awesome first hour with him. And one of the questions that I didn't get to, so I told him, hey, stick around so I can ask you this question, is, okay, so you're doing bad things to your body in your 20s because you're stupid and you think you're invincible, right? So you go and you pick up this stuff off the shelf, kombucha, and it literally changes your life and gives you a career path. But what other changes did you make in your life? Like, are you eating all this good stuff? Are you being bad just drinking kombucha?
You know, a little bit of all of it. You know, you know what's funny is that New Orleans, so in the last, there's some recent data that talks about our drinking. And we are 28% of our population in New Orleans over the last month has been binge drinking at least one time.
Guilty.
That's crazy. I know, me too. I'm definitely driving up that percentile.
Raise your hand.
We like to have fun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think, you know, the previous guest was just incredible. She's brilliant. She's really sharp.
This
she
is the researcher, stuff. Right? You're we're not reading. We don't know what we're talking. This woman has a PhD. She's a registered dietitian.
She's the genius.
She's
around.
The expert.
Yeah, we'll ask her. But I mean, she's right. It's like, let's just try one day. Let's try one day where we just eat a little clean. What's really helped me over the past 2-3 years, especially the 2-year-old, I'm super swamped, very busy with business.
Oh, 2-year-olds tell you what's up. That's what they walk around doing all day.
Like, you're going to do that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I am going to do that. Is we do a meal delivery service. Which is awesome.
You do.
No, we don't.
Oh,
we
you
buy
do
it.
A meal delivery service. Yeah, us too. Yep.
Yeah. So the company is called Clean Creations.
Okay, I have to look at that. That's not one I've done.
They're awesome.
Oh, you know what? Let's pause because I want to introduce you to the level of kooky that I'm talking about. And we'll talk to Chef. We got 20 minutes. We're going to fit it all in. Chef Andrea,
Hi,
welcome.
Holly, how are you?
How are you, doll?
Wonderful. Glad to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've had a great show. I'm going to tell you right now, I've had a great show talking about all things healthy today.
I love healthy food. Absolutely.
All things healthy. And then I was like, Chef Andreas, and he's going to tell us how to be bad.
No, I love healthy food. I grew up in a country which very
fresh everything.
And we do everything from scratch. As you know, when you use fresh vegetable, fresh fish, fresh meat, any kind of things fresh from the farm, and properly done.
Farm
and
to table.
You're going to live forever because, you know, a little extra virgin olive oil goes very well a long way. And then a little touch of one white wine, red wine in food. Then you have a glass of white or red. So it goes a long way. I make my own bread today. Still today I make my own pastry from scratch. Make my own pasta fresh, only with semolina flour. So I like a healthy food. Matter of fact,
you know where everything's coming from. And that's one of the one of our guests that was just on, she's like, know where things are coming from. Know what you're eating in
it's very
what
important.
You're eating.
Absolutely. But one of my success cookbook has been Andrea's Life Healthy Cooking for years and years and years. And I had two dietitians help me out, one from East Jefferson and one from Auctioner. And it really became one of the best books written as far as light, healthy, low in cholesterol, low in sodium. Very, very simple recipe. But
chock full of flavor.
Absolutely. And I've been continuing to do that for years and years. I like to use good olive oil in my cooking, extra virgin. Cut down animal fat. Because animal fat, as you know, it's not good for a lot of things, not for your heart, not for your body, for a lot of things. So a little bit once in a while, if you want a little touch of butter, yes, you know. Fried seafood, it's absolutely a no-no. Once in a while, if you want, yes, of course.
Right.
But try to do broiled, or you can do grilled, you can do poaching. You do so much other wonderful things that you can do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, talking about the good fish, I have some beautiful pompanos today.
Yeah, tell me what the good fish is over at Andrea's.
Gorgeous, beautiful, fresh pompano. We have some beautiful, fresh American red snapper, yellowfin tuna, salmon, Dover sole. Which that's one another healthy fish in the world. It comes from Dover, and we have people from uptown, downtown, to come at Andrea to have Dover sole. So it's a great fish, and I recommend very highly because it's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual to find in a restaurant. Maybe one or two restaurants in Sydney will serve it, but I like to do it because I've been there for so many years, and I love to do that. But also we have some beautiful fresh oysters, and the oysters are very tough this time of the year, as you know.
Right.
But we do have it. And we have a lot more fresh Louisiana seafood, like shrimps, we have that, and I recommend very highly. But also homemade fresh things from scratch we do. I still debone my own beer legs. The fish come here, whole swim to our door. I fillet my own fish, the beef. So everything got to be with the scratch. But,
that sounds delicioso.
better. Holly, did you know that we have on the weekend we have a nice, wonderful live music? And tonight we have Jeff. He sounds like a Frank Sinatra.
Duplicate
of
him.
And really wanted in Cary Blues. So we have tonight from 8 to 11. And we'd love to have you. Please stop by. Have a nice cocktail with me or a glass of wine. I will be here all night long. We enjoy and have it. And then tomorrow we have Bobby Hall in the Cabaret Blue. But
well,
we open.
I got date night planned tonight, Jeff. I'll tell you right now. And I think the grandparents are taking the kids for a couple more extras. So I think I'm gonna come see you.
We'd love to have you, Holly. As you know, thank you so much for being with you. Let me in, squeeze me in, and I appreciate it. I wish you a wonderful weekend.
Oh, it's
weekend.
My pleasure,
you're
Chef. I love listening to you. I consider it a pleasure having you when I get to chat with you on Fridays.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Have a wonderful weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, come and join us. This is Chef Andre from Andre's Restaurant. And I'd like to say, my home is your home, 834-8583. Ciao, grazie.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Holly. Bye. Ciao.
Well, you all just heard Chef. Fantastic. That's what I said. I love a little kooky in my life. I'm a little kooky. He's a little kooky. But he's cooking up some awesome food over there in Metairie, I'll tell you that. And I think I'm going to go see him for a nightcap tonight. I know where I'm going for dinner already. But, man, y'all, we have got 10 minutes left, basically. The show is absolutely zipped by. I hope, truly, you all know it is my number one goal here to bring you interesting information. I'm not saying I'm going to change your mind. I'm not saying, you know, I'm just going to like completely, you know, revolutionize what your thinking is. But it is my goal to highlight businesses in this city, amplify their voices, tell their stories, tell them where you can go to, you know, eat good food and drink good food and what you can do good for your body. And, you know, I hope that you all have just enjoyed it. I hope, you know, I appreciate y'all embracing me. Gregory, I appreciate you showing me, you know, some love today, man. Really, I do. thank you for calling in. You know, thank you for everybody listening out there. And we're going to close the show today with, you know, Austin again. I mean, we had an excellent, we had a great show in general, just telling you how you can create balance in your life. But I think Austin's story is so fascinating. So he was basically telling us sort of like kind of how he started to make some, you know, changes to his diet after he did, you know, dumb things in his 20s like we all do. So you found the kombucha and then you started trying to do, you know, other good things for yourself.
Yeah, I think after hearing Chef talk about his menu, I'm going to give up all of my healthy ways. I'm just going to go eat there all the time because I can see the menu in real life. He's really good.
He really is. You can visit. Oh, he's literally one of the most gifted and talented chefs in this city. Truly. His food is fantastic. And I'm right over there in his neighborhood. So, yeah, it's hard. That's what we're talking about. That's why you got to do one or two things. Right? You made the binge drinking statistic guilty. I mean, you know? So we got to do like one or two things. So what do y'all do? Meal service, right?
Yeah, we do. We do a meal service. There's a local one in town. I really like Clean Creations, and it's great. Like, you just pop it in the microwave. It's made, you know, 10 miles from my house.
So it's no prep?
There's no prep.
No prep.
There's
okay.
zero prep.
Okay.
You just heat it up, right. Or there's salads and things, and you just eat it. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, when you are hustling your butt off to build a business, zero to 1,000 in 5 years, kind of need a little help.
Well, you do like the cost benefit analysis of your time, you know, and like what could you be doing? And I mean, it's like $8 a meal and $10 a meal. It would probably cost me more than that to make one or two meals.
So do y'all cook some though?
On the weekends, we cook.
Yep.
I don't. Alexis does. You know, I'm not really a great cook.
Okay. You're a great kombucha maker.
Yeah, I can make drinks. I'm the drink guy.
Well, you're a bartender, so that makes sense.
But she's a really good cook.
Okay.
One of our first dates, she made like this amazing vegan couscous, like Mediterranean couscous plate with cranberries and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, this is fulfilling, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was really good. So she does a lot of the cooking. But you know, it's so hard in this city. There are better options today.
Yes.
Like True Foods now in town.
Yep.
Seed, like we have like vegan, you know, soul food places that I drove by today on Broad. Like, we've got awesome food options for people that you want like something good that's like satiating, but it's also kind of healthy or vegetarian.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy. We did a vegetarian tasting menu at August and it was outstanding.
Really? Okay. That I am surprised by.
Menu. Okay. Not just like, you know, you go to restaurants and sometimes you're like, it's like, what's the vegetarian option? Well, we do this pasta with some broccoli and there you go. That's the option. It's like one option. But like some places in town are taking vegetarian cuisine to like the next level and like pairing it with wine and like doing these amazing things. It's the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not 100%, but like less meat is definitely on the way.
Yeah, it's balance. We're incorporating balance into our lifestyles. You know, we talked about this before. You have a scale, you put too much on one side, it all falls over. Well, you put too much into your body, you're probably going to all fall over.
What's your favorite restaurant at the moment?
Mine, I'm going to tell you, I had a mind-blowing meal back in August for my 35th birthday at Compère Lapin.
Really?
Wow. Nina Compton over there.
Killing it.
Crushing it. Her game is so strong. Creative. Just ingenuity out every door. Excellent.
She's amazing.
I'm still thinking about it. I don't know why we're going to Jack Rose. And I don't know why we're I'm talking about Compère Lapin right there. I could just walk down from the studio. Because I'm trying to eat around the city. I've heard excellent things about Jack Rose. Okay. And so we're going there. We're going there tonight.
What dish stood out at that meal?
Compère Lamont?
Dessert. Dessert was killer?
Yeah. It was like this meringue. It was this meringue ice cream that she had you eat with celery root and cucumber to enhance the flavor.
That's incredible. That's next level stuff.
I'm doing a really P-I-S-S poor job of explaining how fantastic it was. I just called it meringue with celery cucumber. But it was fantastic.
We should call her and have her explain the dish.
Actually, we probably should. I think we have one more caller, and we do have a few minutes. It's fine. All right. I have lots of favorite callers. I love y'all out there. Alan, my boy, what's up?
I know, twice in a week. That's pretty good.
You know, anyway. I love it.
show has been great. I didn't want it to end. And I wanted to call and just put in a word about the kombucha.
Please.
But before I get to that really quickly, you know, I worked for Chef Andre. I worked as one of the front waiters, back in the 90s for a few years.
And, you're not that old, Alan.
Oh, I am. But to Chef's credit, he really can't. He does cook healthy items for you if you just tell him, look, just a little olive oil and whatever else he uses.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a lot of fish dishes that, a little olive oil, maybe capers, and that might be, I know that's a little high in sodium, but everything else on that's fresh. He's mm-hmm. right. I mean, yeah, I don't need to extend his commercial time because he does a great job speaking for himself, but he does have a lot of help.
No, he's, yeah. He definitely
really
is very accommodating.
A good, healthy meal. Very, very much so. But no, I have a few things in common with your guest today. First of all, a little bit on the other opposite end. I'm from New Orleans, but living in Seattle, and I know he also had his first taste, I think Austin mentioned, of kombucha in Seattle, if I'm correct. And I as well, I guess, because I've been here about 10 years now and tried it because, people in Seattle have been,
they're on top of their game over there. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as healthy eating and so forth, they're a bit already on the mark. But and I wish his product was sold up here. I'd love to try it.
Wink, wink, Austin. Are you feeling what he's saying over here?
Oh, you're in Seattle.
He's in Seattle.
Oh wow,
yes,
amazing.
I am.
This is our transplant gourmet.
Amazing,
Alan, yeah. Over in Seattle.
And also quickly, to say I'm very fond. Like your dad, who collects watches.
Oh wow,
that's a great watch, Shinola. It's like the cat.
You surprise me all the time, Alan, with just like your various knowledge and hobbies and stuff, and the things you know about Shinola Wall. I would have never thought.
I think we've become fast friends with. Your guest today.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's true. Even though I may not, I could eat a lot healthier. And your other guest mentioned just add it into your diet. Just try it.
Instead of taking things out. Yeah.
It's kind of addictive, actually, kombucha, because you know you're mm-hmm. you're doing something good. And let me just say, it kind of, I used to be have this bloated feeling. And it takes away that bloat that I used to get,
mm-hmm.
and so it has kind of medicinal properties. So it goes, you don't even realize what it's doing for you, and then it hits you. Hey, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do it. I don't drink it every day, but my wife does. So she's.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Alan, we need a brand ambassador in Seattle. I think we found our hire.
I think
he
just found your brand ambassador in Seattle. No. I got his email. I'm going to connect you.
Yeah.
This stuff is good. Your wife will love you, Alan.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully she'll love me anyway. But that's the last point.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a few minutes, Alan. I always appreciate you calling me, and I appreciate the support. You constantly surprise me with your hobbies and interests that you know about. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye.
All right, see, we got some lovers of kombucha out in Seattle, but Seattle's leading the way over there. I mean, they're killing it. They're contemporary.
Yeah.
So we're rounding out the show. We were talking about eating good stuff, clean creations. You're cooking on the weekends. Your wife's a good cook. What y'all changing up in your diets to do better? Do better.
So my new mission is I'm not drinking. Because, you own your own business. It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best thing is, like, to wind down.
Yeah.
Like, a glass of wine, two glasses of
wine. Y-I-N-E, wind down.
But, I'm 30, I'm not 25 anymore. Like, two glasses of wine, I feel hungover for, like, 3 days. It's like it never leaves my system. And so what I've been doing lately is I get into different rituals Monday through Thursday. So I'll take magnesium, which most of us, like over 50% of the population, is deficient in magnesium. Mm-hmm. I'll take magnesium, and it instantly like calms me down. I don't know what it is. It like helps me sleep. It helps like with muscle cramps, like all mm-hmm. kinds of great stuff. So I'll take magnesium, then I'll make a chamomile tea, and like I'll sip on that, and it kind of looks like wine. You know, it's like red. I'll just pretend.
No, it's not.
It kind of looks like it. It's red, I swear. And so I'll do that, and it's just getting into a different ritual,
yeah.
You know, because I think we, as humans, we get into rituals.
Yep.
And it turns into a habit. And so having like Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays, like all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, that's why it's date night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Date night.
Yeah, it's date night, so it's going to be bad. But like, yeah, we have detox days at the house, like Monday through Wednesday, if it's been a good week, you know?
Or a bad week.
We're closing out. We've got 50 seconds. That's why I told you. 105.3 FM HD2. You've been listening to Allie Lofton, the Oyster Lady, and Austin Sherman today from Big Easy Bucha. Loved having him. Go out and get some. Get to the warehouse for dollar six packs, y'all. There's nothing better. I don't know what I've been doing with my life. Thank you all this week. It's been a pleasure. I've wanted to bring you great stuff. I hope I did. Have a great weekend. Get out there and have a great meal. I'm going to Jack Rose. Meet me there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.